sacrifices.
So when did you first come in relationship with Rosh Hashiva Zatzal?
Oh, you asked and I had to answer.
No, I'm just starting it off.
No. Was called up to the army in 1944.
In America.
Yeah. Rav Aaron was here 1 year.
Yeah.
And I went to three people, including himself, to be misfollowed for me that day.
Mm-hmm.
When I had to go to the army.
Yeah.
And I went up to Rav Aaron's apartment on West 95th.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in and I was so...
How did you know that you're supposed to go to Rav Aaron?
Everybody knew
that. Oh, that's important.
My brother was already by him before, you know. But Rav Aaron alone was, you know. So I went to Rav Shloime too. So I went to Rav Aaron.
Rav Shloime?
Haiman.
Yeah.
And to a Hasidish Rebbe. I went to be his father for me that day.
Were you learning here in Yeshiva?
That time, I was out of the Yeshiva.
Which Yeshiva?
And I was in between yeshivas.
Uh-huh.
I was between yeshivas.
Yeah.
So I went up to Rav Aaron. All right, first I tell you the story.
Yeah.
And when I walked into the house and I saw him with his fiery eyes, with his burning eyes,
yeah.
I couldn't open my mouth, almost.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was overcome by him, by his personality, like it never happened to me before, because by nature I'm not such a baish.
Uh-huh.
So, and Jacob Eisenman, so I said I have to go to the examination that day. He said, what day is it? He says, Seid me kabel oil teuer, you know. Komm am kabel oil teuer, dann werden wir wenn oil machen sich her. So I ask him, should I do it Belosh Nede? So he said, if you're not strong enough, don't do it Belosh Nede.
Uh-huh.
And it really came out that 2 years later, I have to be taken to the lake with this year.
You have to be what?
That I, Rav Aaron, things happened.
Yeah.
That Rav Aaron took me into the yeshiva.
Uh-huh.
By, not even by applying, I don't want to talk about the whole thing.
All right.
But things shaped up in such a way that I was part of the yeshiva.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 2 years later.
Yeah.
Or a year later, say a year later.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, this is the afterthought.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. And then I have a story.
Yeah.
This happened around 47, 48.
Yeah.
It was a small oilam still in Lakewood.
Yeah.
Maybe before. All right, let's say 47. 46, 47.
Yeah.
Just when we ended Shalos Seudos, there were all together there were about 40 people in the room, not more.
Mm-hmm.
And a man walked into the room,
yeah.
With a hat on, of course, not a Rabbonische hat, a Balbatische hat, and he looked around. And I was always interested in the people who were business people like.
Yeah.
He looked like a businessman. So I walked over to him and asked his name. He told me, I'm Mr. Tisch.
Uh-huh.
I'm here in Lakewood to buy the Laurel and the Pines, uh-huh. which was at that time the biggest hotel with a 600-room facility.
Yeah.
I just bought it for my sons,
uh-huh.
which are today one of the leaders of the Jewish community in New York,
New York,
Bob and Lawrence Tisch, everybody knows about them. So this was the first venture.
Yeah.
So then he asked me, pointing to Rav Aaron, who is this man? I said, he is the dean of the yeshiva.
Uh-huh.
Tisch said to me, if I was in a room with 1,000 people, I would point out this man and would say, This is a man with the qualities.
Uh-huh.
I remember his words to the day,
uh-huh.
you know. So I said to myself, well, you must be a genius. You're a genius in business.
Yeah.
Rabban is a genius of all Rosh Yeshivas.
Yeah.
You know, one genius is a maven of the
uh-huh.
other. Yeah. This was my feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Nice. Okay.
This is one thing. You know, a lot of things are personal, which I don't want to, but I'm telling you, it would come to me, other things too, but one thing I remember clearly. My brother, who was the only one
yeah.
who would talk with Rosh Yeshiva during the Shabbos meals,
mm.
be mefalsper with him.
Mm-hmm.
One time he asked him, he said over, Akasha, he once heard. He didn't want to say from who, because he figured Rosh Yeshiva will, you know, make
yeah.
nothing from it.
Yeah.
So the Rosh Yeshiva said, on the spot, this Kasha you never heard, but so this is not Kasha altogether. If you heard,
yeah.
you heard this. So my father said, yes, yes. But this is also no kasha. And he said, why? If you should ask, you should ask like this. At that moment, I didn't know what to do with myself.
Yeah.
I thought Aaron would know not only Pilpulim the Gemara in and out,
yeah.
but he would know what Jenner had gefragt, was man kann fragen, was man kann nicht fragen, was hat nicht gefragt. Jenner hat das alles, aber den ganzen nicht gefragt. Ey, fragen darf man fragen das. Und das war nicht
He could figure things out from a small amount of
information. On the spot, he knew the moral so deep, anything you could say, anything possible, yeah, could have been said on the subject, he would know.
He was always 10 steps ahead.
Yeah, that's right. That's why he's after talking to him. Yeah,
yeah. You could put nothing over on him.
Right. Nothing put over on him.
Yeah.
He shouldn't say that even. You know.
Yeah.
But Aaron,
yeah.
he, like the Gemara, my brother, in his article in the Jewish Voice of the Agudah,
yeah.
after the Ptira said, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, only one could sit in Sanhedrin who would know 49 ways of Letahe
yeah.
and 49 ways of Letame.
Yeah.
And then he would make the conclusion.
Uh-huh.
This was Rabban.
Uh-huh.
He knew all the Tzodim,
uh-huh.
all the ways. The negative and the opposite ones. Positive ones in the Gemara. You understand?
Just pure genius?
What?
It was pure genius? This just genius or was more than genius?
No, he was Abraham Priska said on him
yeah.
that a long time I hadn't seen an Eloi like this when he met him, he was 14, 15 years
uh-huh,
old.
Uh-huh.
And Rameh Simcha said, I hadn't seen an Eloi like this in 40 years.
Mm-hmm. Who was the one that he saw before that 40 years ago?
Really, Louis, what's the difference? All right. It is not important.
Yeah.
All right. And then Rav Silver
yeah.
said the Hesped at the airport.
Yeah.
And Rav Aaron, he yeah. said, I once came to the... in Twins, to Rav Meir Simcha,
yeah, yeah.
I asked him a kashi on the Rosh.
Yeah.
He said, it gave me one teret.
Yeah.
Then I went into the Ragachove,
yeah.
he gave me another teret.
Yeah.
When I met Rav Aaron once, I asked him the kashi. Yeah. On the spot, he told me both terutzen.
Wow.
The one from Rav Meir Simcha and the Ragachove. Then I shouted out, he's in Taka Ilui Shabiluji.
Yeah, yeah. Everything
right.
you said stims.
Yeah.
What I heard.
All
what
right.
I heard.
So these mice, you never heard all these mice.
I heard similar mice. Similar, but not exactly like this.
Uh huh. All right.
So each mice supports the other one.
That's right. So he can put this in.
Yeah,
oh.
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Any more? Come on, let's go.
no, it is. That's the morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Listen, you're not recording what I'm saying to you now.
Yes, I am.
Yeah?
Should I shut it off?
Yes, shall I?
It's okay now, you can put it in.
I just want to make one general point, which I think describes the whole personality of this great man.
Mm-hmm.
During my lifetime, and I'm not a young man, I met many great people who were from all backgrounds, in Europe and here in America. Great Talmidei Chachomim, a great man, but I wasn't drawn to any one of them the way I was drawn to Rabban.
Uh-huh.
Even so, in personal life, I had my in and outs with him, Rabban L'Chaim L'Chaim, but there was not an ounce of boredom of being bored, being with the man, looking at the man, watching his movements, his speech, everything was dynamic. Even though he was not what you call a speaker per se, but whatever he said was measured and had a meaning and left an impression. Today, we live in a world, and I wrote an article about this during the past week. We left in this generation with Eineklach. Eineklach of all sorts. Rav Meir Premier Schlane says on the Rashi in Bo'eiro, Bo'eiro Lavrom et Yitzchok ve Yaakov. Rashi said, comments one word, Bo'eiro el ho'ovois. And the word asked, what does Rashi add here to Avrom Yitzchok ve Yaakov? Rav Meir Premier Schlane says one thing. They were always, and not Eineklach, who took over the Yerusha Stamazloi. We have big Talmidei Chachomim today. I don't say that. I wouldn't deny that. But always we don't have. And Rab Aaron is in the category of always. Von always or Oilon. You know, he was unique. He was original. Something original about him, which you cannot compare to somebody else. And with this, I want to conclude my comments.
Thank you.
Because I'm not worth it to speak more about this great man.
Oh. If you're not, who is?
Yeah. Oh. So, okay. You have it on the thing?
Thank you very much, Yaakov Eichmann.
All right.
Thank you.